Talking Back. I'm your host, Dr. Paula Sperry. For the next half hour, I invite you to join me as we explore health issues in the news and learn from those involved in keeping our community healthy. Our goal is not to diagnose or to suggest treatment, but to celebrate your body's innate potential to heal itself. This is Dr. Sperry. Thank you for tuning in to Talking Back this morning. And I'm with a good pal of mine. I think you've heard her before if you listen to this program, Dr. Patricia Ballone. She's been up to something pretty good this past year. She's gone ahead and gotten a little guidebook put together for us all so that we can understand what health is really about. Welcome to the program, Dr. Pat.
Thanks, Paula. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm on location with Dr. Pat, just slightly off Cape Cod. And, you know, I don't usually interview people who are not on the Cape that people can access, but since you do telemedicine here, there, and everywhere, people can access you wherever they're at. So I figured since you were so close, we could get together and do another program for Talking Back.
Absolutely. That's really a lot of fun. The other two times that I've been with you, the last 2 years in a row, this is almost an annual event.
Yeah.
So we're doing well.
Yeah. Well, I had a lot of good reviews about our shows before, so I thought with this new book on the horizon, maybe we should ask some questions like, what is health? What is sickness? How can you tell you're healthy? I mean, there's doctors out there who can tell you you're sick, but who out there is telling us we're healthy?
Not very many people, you know, but in this book, it will give you a really good idea of what risk factors that you already have, how healthy you are given at a present time.
Mm-hmm.
As in now, it'll give you your health snapshot.
All right, people, so wait for it. The name of the book that you've just written, Dr. Pat.
Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired?
I think a lot of us might fit into those categories.
I've heard that from people before when they identify with one or all three. Well, a lot of people are sick and they don't know it. They have no parameter, or they've been told that they're doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, they're not. And they're like, don't feel good. They don't know why they don't feel good. Their friends and family tell them like, oh, you're imagining it. You know, this kind of book with this type of questions that are asked in the book will give somebody a good blueprint.
We learned a long time ago that health is not just the mere absence of disease, but that seems to be what people feel.
They do. A lot of people think that because they don't have an ailment, they're not in pain. Pain's only an indicator. Or even a couple years ago, you really didn't hear a lot of people being gluten-free. Suddenly it's the buzzword,
mm-hmm.
you know, for right now. And there's such a huge awareness about the kind of foods that we eat and how that interacts with our body systems and adds to our health or takes away from it. In functional medicine, you look at the body as a whole, and not looking at an organ system individually. So when you look at an organ system individually, it's like going to the doctor who only treats blood.
Specialist.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. If you're a specialist with one thing, why are you ignoring everything else?
Right, can't do that. I mean, that's the old style of medicine, the traditional mm-hmm. medicine. And that really, to me, is thinking that it's like the world is flat. And you've seen this happen over the last couple of years. The paradigm shift is going, the world is round. People are looking for more answers because they're not getting well.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling worse and they're not getting better. And they're on this doctor merry-go-round where they keep on going from one doctor to the next doctor to the next doctor, and they're not getting any answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book gives you a baseline to be able to get some information that you need so you can share that information with your doctor, a doctor who understands functional medicine, lifestyle medicine, you know, and that might include chiropractic, might include a nutritionist or acupuncture,
yeah.
if they're trained in it.
Right.
But you have to have somebody who's trained and understanding how the systems work together, you know, in order for the body to move forward. you know, to help support good health. But if you're looking at, you asked me about diet, if I can change someone's diet and I can get them under chiropractic care, they will get better results than just doing the diet itself.
Right, or exercise. I read a study one time that said that exercise is great for you up to this level, and chiropractors are great for you up to this level. But if you combine the exercise and the chiropractor, it's synergistic. In other words, it gets to a much higher level when you do two things at once.
Right. I'm always advocating doing the diet, picking the right type, style of foods, whether you want to lose weight, whether you have cardiometabolic disease. Because all diseases have the same base. That's all inflammatory base. So when you go back and you take a look at, like, what can I do? And you got to decide where the inflammation, you know, resides. So, like, for instance, in doing this type of questionnaire that is in this, in my book, it will show you what organ systems are more involved.
If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Paula Sperry, and the show is Talking Back. Okay, I'm here in Middleboro today on location with Dr. Patricia Ballone. We're speaking about a new guide to your health called Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired? That she has just composed, so you can gauge where you're at health-wise and maybe make the necessary changes so that you don't wind up being sick with a disease.
Well, mindset's everything. I want to lose weight. I want to change my diet. I was just diagnosed with a thyroid problem, a heart problem. I cannot.
Diabetes.
For sure, diabetes is huge, because if you look at the statistics, the interesting part of the statistics is that 1/3 of the population, adult population, has heart disease, even in kids. I don't know what that specific statistic is. 1/3 of the population has diabetes. Well, 40% of the people who have diabetes are probably going to end up with Alzheimer's. Now, that's scary. Then you have, you know, people who are pre-diabetic, which makes up another 1/3 of the population. Then you have cancers and things like that. The whole base of that is all inflammation. So if you're not eating really well and you're not putting foods together so your body can digest them and utilize them, you know, you're going to end up with having problems with your gut. So if you have problems with your gut, it's going to affect other organ systems that work closely with that. You are what you have the ability to absorb. So you've got to really take a good look at what's going on with the gut before you step forward with any other.
It goes back 5,000 years that we should be looking at what we eat. And I'm sure they didn't have the purified sugars and junk food we have today back to figure that out. So what you eat, even if you're eating what you consider a good diet, might be a problem as well.
The problem is that a lot of people, you know, they're so used to having it simplified now that it's you know, if they have to, like, make a dinner for themselves or create food plans for the week, they have a real meltdown about that sometimes. And they're like, well, how do I do that? Because a majority of people in the United States don't know how to cook. They don't know how to select food. You know, I read a study the other day on millennials who, like, they don't have any idea how to cook. You know, so they're always buying things that are prepared. So things that are prepared are basically dead.
Well, that's how the whole foods. Paycheck got started.
God bless Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And I think it's a feminist issue, too, in a way, because the little lady would stay home all day, did the meal plans, did the cooking, dinner's on the table when everybody, kids got home from school, men got home from work. They expected to have all of this done. Well, now that the little woman is out working, who is left to do this or to even train children how to cook?
For sure. But I think that there's... you know, there's a movement for an awareness in the quality of foods that you eat. Last year to this year, I decided to go completely organic, and my food bill went up 50% to 75%.
Right, but if you eat less, then you lose weight, so that's not a bad thing.
Well, you know, it's just, it's how your body metabolizes the food, because you could, like, eat proper food, right, and still not lose weight. It's how, it's the chemistry. If the chemistry's off, you got to go back to the gut. The gut's a big thing.
Yeah. And are we all individual with that?
You know, there's different issues with the guts. Like, for instance, I know that you eat gluten-free. There's a big study that I read about lectins, and lectins are like the seeds and things, and all the
beans.
Nightshades.
In fact, everything they've told us to eat that is healthy, A lot of them are lectins, right?
Yeah, the lectins. Lectins are an issue because lectins can change your gut. You eat them and they stick on the lining of your gut, which is only one cell layer. Spiky too. Mm-hmm. And then you start having problems with food particles going directly out into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. That would create a lot of inflammation. But I think that you have to go back to, like, my mother, when she grew up, she was organic. Mm-hmm. And I think you've got to eat really good foods, and you have to, you know, make that a conscious choice. I'm going to pay, you know, when someone tells me they go to Starbucks and then they won't spend $5 on a carton of eggs, but they're spending $6 on a coffee. To really be, you know, you have to educate yourself. You've got to change your mindset, because you, in order to be successful at changing your food and what you're going to do with your foods, you've got to be mindful about, like, how does that food, what's the outcome? Like, what do I want it to look like, you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, 5 years from now? What is it that I really want my health to look like? Because if you don't have good health in your older years, you're not going to be able to play with your grandkids. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be, you could be full of arthritis. That's inflammation. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have the vim and vigor, and you don't have the vitality. And, you know, it's just like, what did you want to do when you were growing up? Oh, I want to travel. Well, you're no longer going to travel because you can't sit in the plane that long. You have blood clot issues. You know, so you made yourself a prisoner in your own environment. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at the environment toxicity of things, like cleaning chemicals that people have in their house, it actually affects, you know, like how you digest your foods also too. Mm-hmm. You know, drinking water out of plastic and drinking not good water, like a water from the tap that has chlorine and fluorine in it. The first thing to do is you have to assess where your health is at. You've got to figure out where on the spectrum all your organ systems are functioning and how well they're functioning. The National Institute of Health, who says lifestyle medicine, takes a look at diet first, then exercise, work in targeted supplementation with that. And if that doesn't work, then you might do meds for a while to really kickstart your body because mm-hmm. it's so depleted. You're looking at organ systems in the body that relate to the gut and how the gut relates to the liver and the endocrine system. And perhaps the glucose, because that's a huge problem and an issue.
Sugar.
And the heart, you know, and people's mood. People who are angry, people who are depressed, you know, and people who are anxious. There's a lot of people around like that now. And it's really caused a lot of times by the inflammation and by some of the foods that we're eating in our environment. You know, you also have the urological or the urine and bladder system and kidneys, and then you have the muscle and bone, male issues, female issues. You know, they all relate back to how those organs work together. So you've got to take a look at the big pie and how those pieces fit and what your pattern specifically is.
Do you feel that some people have weaknesses in some of those areas that you've just talked about, and others have other issues in other organ systems that you just talked about?
Well, you know, you can say that the genetic part of your, people will say, oh, it's my genetics.
Oh, that's huge, yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, if you look at your family history, not everyone has displayed that. And you also have to take a look at the fact that if you don't change your, how you eat and how you think, and if you eat exactly like your parents did, guess what? You're probably going to have the same disease patterns that they have. The big thing is having that awareness and saying, like, do I want, you know, if I was 27, which I'm not, but I've had people I had conversations with at 27. I said, you don't want the same diseases that your parents have or your grandparents have, do you? No. How can I avoid that? Mm-hmm. Well, you can avoid it by knowing what your health is right now and doing things to change your outcomes.
I'm here with Dr. Patricia Ballone. We are in Middleborough, Massachusetts. Had a beautiful motorcycle ride out here to come and visit you. We're talking about Dr. Pat's new book, which is more like a guide to understanding your health, trying to place where you are on the healthy spectrum rather than just ignoring everything and getting sick and then going to the doctor. She's got a new book called Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired? And that's something that I feel that a lot of people listening right now might be able to relate to.
When people who I have talked to about the title of it before, most people have said all of it has applied. And so, and they're very interested in it. A lot of people, if you had exposure to like working near chemicals, or if you were working in a farm, or when you were using fertilizer in your in front of your house, you don't think about it, or the things that you, for the dental work, you know, to get the
mercury,
you know, a lot of people have these levels of it that affect how your body functions. So for instance, high levels of mercury, cadmium, and lead can cause high blood pressure. And anybody who has high blood pressure, to suggest that they should have a heavy metal test done.
Especially if everything else they tried to get it lowered doesn't work.
Right, because a lot of times things go, they go on plateaus. So you have to, it's like, okay, so what's, you know, what's underlying the surface? It's like looking at a iceberg. You know, you just don't know how big the iceberg is below it, but you can see it on the top.
So this guidebook, it's a bunch of questions.
Right, it's a bunch of questions, and each section, I mentioned the sections before, but each section has specific questions that relate to that organ. And so the idea is to individually answer those sections and then look at the whole pattern to see what that's like. Functional medicine, you treat the whole body. So it's not like going to a bunch of different, you know, like specialties. So the idea of functional medicine is that you treat the whole system, but you've got to know what's going on in the components of the whole system. So if this would be like, you know, the 12 numbers on a clock, you know, and each number represents an organ system. You need both hands, you need all the hours there in order to make up a whole day.
Okay, that's a really good analogy.
Yeah.
Once you go through the entire book and you answer the questions that relate back to the organ systems, it all gets put together at the end of the book.
Each organ system is a chapter. So when you answer those questions, it's important to tally up the scores and transfer those scores to a piece of paper that's in the back, that's in the appendix, called the health status chart. And then you can piece that in, you can download it, because this will be virtual, and you can download it, and then you can pencil in your scores, and you can see what your pattern is.
What do you do with that? So let's say that I've got some issues with my endocrine system, my immunity, and my musculoskeletal system.
Well, what it shows you when you finish and tally that up, it shows you where you should focus. So if I was going to take those scores that you mentioned, and depending upon whether they were high, moderate, or low priority, we don't want any of them in the high priority, right? And we probably don't want any of them in the moderate priority. So we know that things are that are in a high priority and a moderate priority need immediate attention. And they need attention, like what targeted supplementation would be helpful for it, and how does that relate to your other organ systems. And one thing that's always important is to always make sure the gut's functioning optimally as possible.
So is that part of the quiz, the gut part, or is that something you have to do in addition to this?
No, it's part of this.
It's part of it.
It's the first set of questions that you actually answer in the book. And it's important to, I have an outline about like how to answer the questions. Like you have to answer them in present time. You know, because I one time I went into a patient who answered the questions and she didn't read the directions. And so she answered them if she's ever had them. So she had high priority straight across. And she said, I go, wow, I said, but looking at what I'm looking at right now, you shouldn't be here. And, but then she went back and she answered it appropriately and her scores patterned out. So you'll always have a pattern that's unique to you. And that's the thing about, you know, functional medicine too, is because it treats your uniqueness. It doesn't treat, you know, you as a like a group of people, which traditional medicine has. So they treat you with standardized medicine. So it's like you have this. This is what they do for it.
I think it's the philosophical difference. What do you see
between functional medicine and traditional medicine? To me, and I agree with Mark Hyman, who is a medical doctor who practices in Lenox, and he is the president of the International Functional Medicine. He made a comment one time about functional medicine and the paradigm shift. What it is that traditional medicine is like the world is flat, like I said before, and that moving out of that paradigm shift of the world is flat into the world is round is where your bigger answers are. So if you ever feel like my answers when you're looking for solutions in your life, whether it's for health, mental, physical, emotional, where I'm looking at, I'm not finding the answers, you're going to have to look outside your box.
Yeah. Everybody's sort of staring at the traditional Western medical practitioner who practices organ system by organ system as specialists. But when are they going to help me? When are they going to get...
Right. Well, a lot of what people go through when they're in Western medicine, and even doctors, I just recently gave a talk out in California to a group of functional medicine doctors, and we were talking about like how to communicate with their patients.
So are you speaking about
Western medicine doctors who became functional medicine doctors because they were dissatisfied with their practices and seeing people not get better?
Okay.
And so they went and they became certified in functional medicine. And getting that certification, you know, they've gone back to their practices and they're trying to like take people who they want to help. They're still trying to practice. They're trying to break that mode of how they practice in Western medicine. Like, oh, come back and see me in 2 weeks. Come back and see me in 3 months. And that doesn't work in functional medicine because you have to have more interaction with people. You have to engage. You're talking with people and you're finding out who that person is. You're being a human being. When you have that interaction with people, you have better results. You trust each other. Trust is huge. And you share your knowledge with people so they can go from point A to point C.
But if somebody walks into a traditional medical doctor, I don't think that what they're looking for is functional medicine. They want a diagnosis. They want a treatment plan. They want a treatment. So how is that different than, say, a doctor usually outside of the medical field?
Well, when someone goes to a Western medicine doctor, as you just explained, when we became chiropractors, one of the biggest things you needed to do is educate people.
Right.
So what functional medicine doctors are doing is that they're educating their patients in a different paradigm shift. So that there's some tests that when I listen to, like for instance, like when somebody tells me that their doctor tested their thyroid, and I really go, really, what did they test? Oh, just TSH. And they need to do a whole panel
on
your
thyroid. Yeah, they just tested your pituitary gland.
you need to have, the whole panel done to know where you're at. If you're going to do, a cholesterol test, you've got to find out the size of the cholesterol. You have to take a look at the whole thing. If you trained as a traditional Western medicine doctor, there are specific tests that they were, in their box of tools. This is what they know to do. When you're looking at functional medicine and other, like lifestyle medicine, those are things that you're taking the science of functional medicine and you're applying lifestyle solutions to them. Mm. And the National Institute of Health clearly states, take care of the diet, take care of the exercise, and do targeted supplementation, which they found more effective and more efficient than doing traditional Western medicine.
But you can't wait to get that sick in order to use this.
You can't. That's the reason why doing a survey of questions like this would be very helpful for somebody, because they alert you ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And then you have the opportunity to implement it and take a look at, like, what do I have to do now because I don't end up having this problem coming to killing me and not being able for me to join my family, my kids, and do all the things that I've always thought about doing and love to do.
Well, a lot of good stuff here. Why wait to get sick? Why not examine your health status right now? You feel pretty good, but are you sick, fat, and tired? Well, those things might lead to something in the future that you may not want to know. Dr. Pat, is there a way that people can figure this out by contacting you and maybe getting a copy of Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired?
The first, 1,000 people who connect with me on my website, which is healthteamnetwork.com, or they email me at info@healthteamnetwork.com and put in the subject matter, sick, fat, tired. Mm-hmm. I'm offering your listeners the opportunity to get this book for free, and then you can take a look at it. You can see it's for you or not for you. It's not a really long book. It takes approximately about an hour, and you can take breaks. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like do the whole thing at one time, but it's important to complete each section as you go along.
I've looked at it myself. It makes you think. It makes you think about your body. It makes you introspective as to, gee, what is really going on with me? If I fill these forms all out, what does my profile look like? Where might I have trouble in the future?
Yeah. And what's really cool? if you handle the targeted supplementation and you do some of the recommendations that you do, 8 weeks later or 12 weeks later, when you go back to take a look at your example, your patterns can change and they can improve. I just recently had a client in Virginia who had, out of her 12 chapters, she had high priorities in most of them. 8 weeks later, we repeated the same questionnaire, and she had only one in the high priority, three and or four in the moderate, and the rest of them either became zero or they were in low priority. You know, there's areas that it shows us, like, we did this, you know, the first thing that we did correct. The next thing we want to do, because you want to keep on checking back in, now we need to target, you know, some nutrition, target another area that's a little bit weaker that you need to build up. That's why you do targeted supplementation.
So why wait to get sick?
What's
for
not?
Treatment? I mean, we're all concerned about our healthcare costs. The best defense we have is to get and stay as healthy as possible. And this guide with Dr. Patricia Ballone will help prepare a roadmap for you to figure out where you need to go with all of this. Dr. Pat, I'd like to thank you for joining me today. I'm actually joining you here in Middleborough. You out there, you might want to think about emailing Dr. Pat for more information.
You might check my website out, it's fine too, healthteamnetwork.com. Reach out, connect with me, and ask any questions that you're concerned with.
Awesome. And this is all free for you right now, maybe not in the future, but right now, because you are a WOMR listener. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for your wisdom, and I hope people will take advantage of this great offer that you're sending out there with love to our listeners here on WOMR.
Thanks, Paula. It's a pleasure. Great. I love being here.
Maybe we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, I'll make an annual event.
Take care now. Have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday on the radio.
Thank you for tuning into Talking Back. Talking Back is heard on WOMR Radio at 92.1 FM at this time each week. If you have news or comments to share, or you would like to be a guest on Talking Back, write, call, or email this station, care of Dr. Paula Sperry, WOMR FM Radio, Post Office Box 975, Provincetown, Massachusetts, 02657. Or you can give us a call. We're at 508-487-2619 or 1-800-921-9667. We're also at www.womr.org online. Tune in next week, and until we meet again, please remember to love your body.